From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. Data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against the militants. Counterterrorism experts in the U.S., Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector who claimed he stole the information from the IS internal security wing. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse as well as exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is sent to protect. UN mission in the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse. President Obama welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters.
The President and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
President Obama highlighted the shared values such as universal health care, freedom of religion, and diversity. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells VOA Iran's missile launches this week are sparking stronger resolve in Congress to renew and boost U.S. sanctions on Tehran. Iran's foreign ministry says those did not violate the international nuclear deal. This is VOA News. A human rights expert has condemned Iran's excessive use of the death penalty and is calling for a moratorium on the government's use of capital punishment. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Ahmed Shahid, the special UN investigator on human rights in Iran, says he is appalled at the high number of executions in Iran. Last year, he says nearly 1,000 people were executed, the highest number in two decades. Shahid says he is alarmed by the ongoing practice of executing juvenile offenders.
Iran's penal code explicitly retains the death penalty for boys as young as 15 and girls as young as 9 for certain crimes such as murder, adultery, and sodomy. The number of juvenile executions have increased, not decreased, in the last 2 years.
Shahid says Iran's criminal justice system violates the legal rights of its citizens and denies them a fair trial. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. General Wilson Schaffner told reporters in Kabul the Taliban is fracturing in Afghanistan's Helmand province, a known Taliban stronghold. General Schaffner said the U.S. is seeing an emergence of three separate Taliban groups in northern Helmand and that all three factions are largely not loyal to the Afghan Taliban leader. Dozens of anti-nuclear protesters marched in Tokyo today outside the headquarters of TEPCO Electric on the fifth anniversary of the March 11, 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and subsequent disaster at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Yunko Niwa, a TEPCO employee, was among the demonstrators. She said 5 years has passed and there have been still many people who cannot return to their homes. There are people, she says, getting sick everywhere. Thousands gathered along the coast where the tsunami came on shore to remember the disaster and the nearly 18,000 who were killed. More than 160,000 people were evacuated. Most have settled outside their hometowns and have begun new lives. Some areas remain no-go zones due to the high radiation. The tsunami crippled the Fukushima plant where meltdowns in three reactors spewed radiation over a wide area. In U.S. politics, radical Islam, foreign policy, and trade were among a range of issues tackled in a mostly civil discourse by the last four Republican presidential candidates in a Thursday night debate before next Tuesday's multi-state voting. Donald Trump remains the front-runner for the GOP, followed by Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich.
That's the latest world news from VOA.